The sky is the limit with Fly Namibia, and today I have the pleasure of speaking to Mr. McEllen Afrikaner, the cabin services manager at Fly Namibia. Goeiemôre, meneer Afrikaner.
Goeiemôre, David. Bly om hier te wees en dankie aan die luisteraars ook.
Gaan dit vandag?
Prachtig. Net 'n bietjie koud.
Ja, dit is 'n bietjie koud. So tell us, how did you get started in aviation?
David, I must tell you that I started in aviation in the year 2009 when I was employed at Air Namibia, the former airline. But just a year prior to that, I used to drive as a freelance driver, worked for a company called Drivers in Duty. And we had to take up a few vehicles up to Etosha. And what my boss did not reveal to us drivers is that would have to come back with an aircraft. I think it was a caravan at the time. And he kept it a secret. By the time we got there to Etosha, we had to take a flight back with the caravan. And we were like, no. but it was the most spectacular feeling. It was a very young pilot, female pilot. It blew my mind. Taking off into the skies. We were all freaked out, but it worked out for the better.
Caravans can be a bit bumpy.
Exactly. But it was a quite exciting ride.
Okay.
And
that where the passion then was born on that flight.
Definitely. That's where the passion grew. And when I joined Air Namibia, which was a very exciting story as well, I just came over the border from Botswana and immediately switched SIM cards. And immediately when I switched on my phone, there was a call calling me for an interview. I rushed. I didn't want to miss the opportunity because I had to drive all the way from Katima all the way to Windhoek just to come get to the interview the next morning. Yeah.
So what was the journey then? Obviously, you don't start off as a cabin services manager. You got to work your way up. Like you said, you worked a bit at Air Namibia and then obviously joined Fly Namibia.
Yes. Very fortunate enough, Fly Namibia gave me the opportunity to join there. Remember, I was home for a few months after the airline closed down for a former airline. So I had to get some of my courses up to date, do a bit of training as well. I worked for a year, 2001. I worked for a year and then I was given the opportunity to serve as a cabin services manager as well.
Okay. Yeah. Walk us through then, what does a cabin services manager do? What does your role entail? I mean, do you still get to be on the planes?
Yes, definitely. They can't take that away from me. I'm a better version of myself when I'm on the aircrafts. I get to ensure that all the cabin crew members are valid. When they get on the flights, I ensure that their trainings are up to date. The grooming standards are up to date. I ensure that our service standards and safety standards are up to date as well. That's my role and making sure that I lead these young individuals into higher places as well.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and that's possibly something to remind people out there that, you know, I know there's the joke about, you know, cabin services being sort of waiters in the sky or whatever, but there's a lot more to working on an aircraft than you know, just handing out the drinks.
Definitely. We are safety officers on board that flight. And even though we're there to serve you, we do it with gratitude. Mm-hmm. And to make sure that these individuals flying from one destination to the other get there safely to their families, to their workplaces, where their final destination takes them. And we're proud of it. We enjoy it. Yeah, definitely.
Getting to be on the planes then, like you said, they can't take that away from you. What's your favorite Fly Namibia destination to visit?
Ondangwa.
Okay.
I like the passengers on those flights. Bit of Vic Falls flights as well. Those are very, because now you have all the local passengers flying to Ondangwa, but then you have international passengers flying to Victoria Falls to go see the falls there. Beautiful passengers. I always say passengers are a book, you know. They come from diverse religions, and when you get to speak to all these passengers, when they start speaking back to you, it's massive, the knowledge you gain from all these passengers.
Do you have any time to look out the window and you know, see the
scenery definitely.
When you're coming?
No, you can't miss that. No, you can't miss that. You know, definitely. No, that definitely I do.
Okay. Have you done any traveling internationally? What's your favorite destination altogether then?
We used to fly to Frankfurt with Vom Airline. Unfortunately, with Fly Namibia, we're still growing. We're definitely in the future, near future, we'll get to fly to international destinations. But we used to fly to Frankfurt a lot as well. That was pretty awesome. Having to get there into winter months, having to see snow.
You were complaining about the cold, really.
But it was definitely beautiful to see, to experience this as well. Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned already, you know, molding, shaping, helping with the young cabin crew that you do have. Obviously, one of the core values at Fly Namibia is the term "we rise by lifting others." What does that mean to you?
David, this is not just a slogan. It's not just a slogan. It's a way of life. I think Fly Namibia has gone far beyond that slogan in terms of uplifting young individuals, young aviators. The bursary programs that Fly Namibia has introduced with pilots, with cabin crew. Currently, we have two cabin crew members earmarked as well. For instructors, as cabin crew instructors. I myself also a cabin crew instructor on my way to becoming a DE, but I need to get a few hours as
DE is?
Designated examiner.
Okay.
Yeah, to help with the testing with cabin crew as well. So Fly Namibia has gone beyond that, yeah. And with the cabin crew, these individuals have started from ground up, meaning this ab initio, this initial training. And the very same cabin crew are now becoming instructors. So this is really a very good opportunity for all the aviators out there.
Yep. Okay. You said earlier how it's an honor to serve your customers. What do you think makes great customer service? I mean, especially in aviation, obviously. Yeah.
David, a smile.
Simple as that.
I was always taught that when you go into a supermarket and you see a cashier with a name tag, the name tag is not there to give a complaint or to take a name for a complaint. It's there to greet her, call her out by her name, and smile. You know, just ask her how her day was or his day was. When you smile to somebody, it breaks boundaries set up by men. We are supposed to be united, smile and serve people with empathy, because that's the deed. The deed is the empathy, and that's just beautiful, because people open up to you. I'll tell you a story. We flew back from Johannesburg, and a lady boarded the flight. Very sad. You could see she was crying. And what you need to do now, without neglecting all the other passengers, you need to zoom into this passenger, because you could see there's something wrong. And she just got news that her son had passed in a car accident back in Namibia. And so you need to comfort this passenger. You need to make sure that she's okay. Because coming back home, she would have to, you know, get to the family. And that becomes worse.
Yeah.
But really, when the passenger got on of that flight, she was comforted by the cabin crew. That meant a lot.
But yeah, I love that, just that smile and that empathy. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us. And I look forward to being on one of your flights.
Thank you, David. I look forward to having you on board the flights. I'll spoil you on the flights. That's what we do. And thank you for having me again.
Thank you.